Donald Trump's immigration plan is a little like the candidate. Flashy, strident, headline-grabbing. Fox News called Trump's plan, quote, an early Christmas gift for immigration hawks. The conservative commentator Ann Coulter pronounced it, quote, the greatest political document since the Magna Carta. One big question being asked about the plan, is it feasible? NPR's John Burnett takes a closer look.
Donald Trump could write immigration reform for dummies. He offers up simple, gut-pleasing remedies to a terribly complex issue.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words.
Even people who support tough immigration reform question whether Trump has the right answers. For instance, anyone with an elemental understanding of border security knows how hard it would be to build a continuous wall along 2,000 miles of the southwest border because of rough terrain and private property rights. Beto Cardenas is a Laredo native who served as general counsel to Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison during immigration debates.
When it comes to the idea of border fencing, there's a difference that is needed in one county versus another. You cannot say that there's a one solution that fits all.
Trump's six-page immigration battle plan, released last weekend, contains a host of fixes, though he doesn't mention how much it would cost. Triple the number of border officers, stop birthright citizenship, deport visa overstayers, and make it harder for asylum seekers and refugees to get into the country. Perhaps his most controversial idea is to round up all 11 million immigrants estimated to live in the United States illegally and send them home.
And that's just not a solution that is workable. It's not possible to deport 11 million people.
Carrie Talbot is an immigration lawyer who worked for Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat. She was a key negotiator on the bipartisan immigration bill that passed the Senate in 2013, but not the House.
And so the Senate negotiators realized that, and they understood that, you know, you just have to work with reality and what's possible.
Immigrant families often have mixed legal status. Take the family of Juan Belman, a 22-year-old university student in Austin. He and his 17-year-old brother were brought here illegally from Mexico as young children, and they identify as Americans. His two other little brothers were born in Texas and are U.S. citizens. Belman wants to know, in Trump's hypothetical administration, what happens to a family like his?
I don't see how that's going to work, how that's going to look good for the United States. It kind of breaks my heart that people think this way, that people have this idea of separating us, of, like, deporting us.
Trump gets praise for raising some ideas that deserve deeper discussion, such as forcing every employer to use a government program called E-Verify. It checks if job applicants have legal work papers. Doris Meissner is former immigration commissioner under President Clinton. She now works for the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute.
I think that a mandatory verification system is an important part of immigration enforcement, and I think that's one of the interesting things about his proposal, is that he mentions it, but there's just a short sentence. It doesn't tell us anything about how you actually would do it.
Despite their shortcomings, Trump's immigration recommendations are the most thorough of any Republican contender, next to Marco Rubio. This, according to Mark Krikorian, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, which calls for stricter immigration laws.
Individually, as a citizen, I would not want this guy to be president. I mean, look, he's a bloviating megalomaniac. But he has, in fact, made a significant contribution to the immigration debate. So that's all to the good, in my opinion.
And it keeps Donald Trump's campaign jet flying high. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.